episode 3043, Watch Your Words.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, it's Friday, and I don't know about you, but the weekend cannot come fast enough, and I need about another 36 hours before the weekend comes. Take a deep breath. Watch your words. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You are welcomed and invited to join our community at createyournow.mn.co. We're brand new, just started there, so we are small, but we are fierce. So come on over. I would love to have the opportunity to interact with you, and you get to be in the know. Yes, if you're not on the newsletter or you're not in the family, then how are you going to know the inside scoop? Yes, I want to give you lots of inside scoops because we've got incredible things coming around the corner. Whew, let me tell you, these last 48 hours has been a whirlwind in many ways. I mean, we could just be here all day talking, but let me just tell you this. I am so glad it's Confession Day. And I got to tell you, this episode is as much for you as it is for me because you know what? The tongue has no bones, but it is strong enough to break a heart. So be careful with your words. There is power in your tongue, so watch your words. You know, we're very quick to speak, and we really need to be quick to listen and slow to anger. As parents, our words can influence our children's confidence, happiness, and well-being. What we think is good isn't necessarily received as being good. While it's important to be firm with our words, it's equally important to be compassionate and considerate of our child's emotional state. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mom, Dad, we have got to get in the game and stand for our children, their minds, and their hearts. And that means that it's not about how many activities they're in, how busy they are, or where they rank in their class. What matters is their emotional, physical, and mental well-being. You are grooming not only the actions of your child, but the thoughts of your child. All the more reason why you must watch your words. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Watch your words. And I know you're thinking, Christiane, I really do know what I say. I got to tell you, I have to watch my words too. I just shared with you the last 48 hours has been a whirlwind. Let's just say, I'm still dealing with a water issue. We'll leave that whole story for another episode. But let me tell you, did I have a few thoughts that went through my mind? But I chose the words that came out of my mouth. Now, it had nothing to do with my children, but it did have everything to do with talking to somebody, multiple somebodies. And so in all of that, I had to be very careful. And I also had to be very considerate and compassionate. Now, I will tell you this, I owned my feelings. And I said, if you were in my position, you would be upset. Let me tell you, I was able to curb the conversation by the tone, how I was addressing them, and more importantly, how I was caring about not just me, but them also. And I really do think that as much as we think we are thinking about what we're saying, we honestly are not. And we don't do that by choice. We just let our mouth roll. And the next thing you know, we either have a foot in it or maybe we have a hand and a foot in it. Depends on how big your mouth is. Oh, wait, that's for another episode. Come on, you got to be smiling by now because if not, we're all going to be crying. Because this is real true stuff. And if you are not aware of what's going on, just look at what's going on in the world today. Any corner. You don't even have to be on your social media feed. You don't even have to turn on any of the news channels, let alone the sitcoms and everything else. What is coming out of the mouths? Now, I want to ask, what's coming out of the mouths of your babes? because they're little mama birds. It doesn't matter how old or how young they are. They could be 18, they could be 8 months. They're going to imitate what mama and dada are doing. Why do you think they start with dada, dada, mama? It's easy. Papa. Okay? And we are little mima birds. We just keep saying what we're hearing. And then as we get older, we take that in and it becomes a part of us. What we think we're doing and saying to our children is totally different than how it is perceived and received. What we think of as teasing or just having fun may actually be received as hurtful to your child. I know I've watched it, and we don't mean for it to be that way, but it's important that we pay attention to the well-being of our children, how they handle criticism versus teasing. There will be clues if they aren't really secure and confident in who they are. You know, if your child has had a bad day at school, I know school's about ready to come to an end. For some schools, they're already out. I mean, especially, get to the college age, high school age, middle school. There is no age that is immune to our word salads. And we have to be very cautious as to how we're dressing them. But we don't think, we just spew. It's like we're vomiting all over them. Whatever comes to mind, out it comes. We have got to pay attention to how our children are feeling so we can help them. Because if we don't take time to know and to notice our children, who will? So let's make some noise for our kiddos' mindset and mental well-being. What does that look like in real life to watch your words? Now, for some, you're going to say, Christine, you've told me this. Yep, I have. But you're in a different season. So I'm going to tell you again a little bit differently. Because we all have room to grow. I just told you the last 48 hours, I had to watch my words. So I mean, like, I'm eating this up literally, because it doesn't matter who we're speaking to. I mean, right now, yes, I'm talking about your child or the children. If you're a mentor to children, you may not have children in your home. You still have to watch your words. If you're an empty nester, guess what? Your children will always be your children. Doesn't matter whether they're under your roof or not. And if you're raising up kids and they're still under your roof within your four walls, all the more reason to watch your words. So what does it look like in real life? How can we put the best for our children forward by what comes out of our mouth, the sounds? Well, number one, you've got to be mindful of your tone. Children are sensitive to the tone of the conversation. A harsh tone can sound like criticism, even if the words are not negative. So be mindful of your tone and choose a tone that is firm, but also compassionate. One of my boys, I will not tell you who it is, just in case if he's listening, but honestly, he probably could guess that I'm talking about him. But when he was just a wee little thing, and when I say wee little thing, he wasn't even between probably the age of 2-3 years old, if that. And we would be at rehearsal at church. I led all of these children. And so I have a lot of experience working with children of all ages. And we would have our group called Praise Kids. And so, of course, I drag all my 5 kiddos with me. They had no choice. They had to participate because, yes, mom was the director. And so we would all come together and he would sit there. He was still little enough that he really didn't participate except for the really, really young group, which was ages 3 to 5. So it's, you know, 3 to pre-K basically. And then they turned kindergarten. They went to the bigger age. Beside the point, he would sit there, and if things got too loud or if the kids were expressing themselves, because these were musicals we were practicing, and sometimes, you know, you would have a character that just has to be mean, and they would be yelling, and I would try to get them to yell across the room, and he would sit there, put himself underneath the chair, and cover his ears with both hands, and then put his head between his knees. He didn't like the tone. He didn't like how loud it was. You've got to be mindful of your tone. You've got to be mindful of your volume. Some of us are gifted with a lot of volume. I don't know who I could be speaking of right now. That would be me. I have a voice that projects. I have no secrets. When I whisper, everybody can still hear. And so it's very important for me to understand how my children are receiving my words, because I can just be blunt and to the point, and I'm really trying to be loving and caring, but because of my firmness, it's being received as mom's mad at me. And my volume is just, whoa, it's coming right at them as if it's this huge speaker right in their ears, like both ears. We got two of them blowing. That's not right. So it's very important, because what does it do? It puts your kid on edge. They don't need to be sitting there all the time, right? They need to be able to trust you. So be mindful of your tone. And also, you have to be careful too about sarcasm. Okay, there's a lot of things that are happening in the world today. And what we think isn't a big deal may be a very big deal to your child. So watch for cues. And those cues are your children's mannerisms. When you speak to them in different situations, see if they move. Do they look away from you? Do they look up to the sky? Do they all of a sudden put one hand up to their ear? Oh, I have one child who does that right now. I have a husband who does that too, okay? It's not that I want to yell at them. I'm not yelling at them. It's just that, man, when I speak and I'm passionate about something, it is coming out and I am all in, and it's wonderful. But if you're driving in a car and you're in an enclosed environment, it's really, really loud. So I've got to remember, shh. And for me, a whisper still sounds very normal to most people. This is not how I normally speak. But man, sometimes my kids are like, Mom, could you just speak like that all the time? Do you know how much energy that takes for me? Be mindful of your tone. Be mindful of your volume. Number two, avoid negative words. Yes, when correcting your child, avoid negative words and keep the conversation constructive, right? When you think that you're saying something like, oh, you messed up again, if you interject that word again, it can be hurtful and it diminishes your child's confidence. It makes them feel less than. So instead, say something like, let's work on this together. You got this. I believe in you. You've got what it takes. Now, does that mean you have to make it all foo-foo-y and basically kind of tell a white lie and you really need to tell them the truth that they really did mess up? That's fine. Say, let's work on this together. You got this. Yes, maybe you made a mistake. You owned it. Now let's see what we can do to make it better. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to cheer you on. Instead of saying, you messed up again. What is your problem? Why can't you get this together? Wow, two totally different approaches. Avoid negative words. Number three, listen to your child. Listening is key to effective communication, exclamation point. And that's all in bold, italicized at a number 24 font on a screen. It needs to be shouting out to you. Listening is key to effective communication. Allow your child to express their feelings and share their point of view. No judgment, Mom. No judgment, Dad. Validating your child's perspective and feelings will help them feel heard, understood, and seen. You don't have to agree with what they say, but you can listen to what they say. And then at another point in time, maybe not right then, you can take another moment and make it a teachable moment and carry on the conversation, where you can groom them, et cetera, in whatever it was that you were talking about. But you've got to listen to your child, because if you don't, no one else is going to. And I promise you, if you're not listening to them and they can get it from someone else, you don't want them going to the bad someone else. And you know exactly what I mean. Let your imagination go there. I'm serious, because this is serious, my friend. Mom, we have got to get on board. We have got to be in our children's lives, not just letting them float through life. Be mindful of your tone and volume. Avoid negative words. Listen to your child. Number four, provide positive reinforcement. It's important to acknowledge your child's achievement. It's important to acknowledge their good behavior. Now, that doesn't mean that you're dangling a carrot all the time that says, now, if you do this, you get this. You need to reward them immediately, not with a dangling carrot, because then guess what? They're like, wow, mom's really paying attention to me. She's watching what I'm doing. Ooh, okay. And she noticed. That's cool. And then they do something else good, and you're like, wow, she responded again. This is really awesome. Now, they're never going to tell you that, mom. They're never going to tell you that, dad. They're not going to say, yes, I want that positive reinforcement. Come on, bring it on. They're not going to tell you that. But when they turn their back and they begin walking away in their room, they're going to have a smile on their face. And their joy jar in their heart is going to fill up. So provide positive reinforcement. When you do that, it's building confidence. It's encouraging good and positive behavior. When my child does something for a stranger, huh, that's the best time to say, thank you so much for doing that. My son, our youngest, likes to go shopping with me, not because I'm spending money on him, but I drag him around and say, hey, you want to go with mom? I need to run to the grocery store. Okay, mom, I'll go. So we go, and the sweetest thing ever is he'll hold the door for someone, or he'll go help someone load up their car, whatever it is. And I notice, and he comes back to me and joins me, and I said, thanks for helping. Thanks for paying attention. That's all I have to say. I don't have to say, thanks for paying attention, and what can I get you? Because you had such good behavior. It's just, I'm watching. I'm observant. When your kids know you're watching, they're going to watch what they're doing. So provide that positive reinforcement. And finally, number five, this might be the hardest one ever to do, but you've got to be apologetic. Seriously. When you fail as a parent, apologize. There may be times when you say things you don't mean, or there may be, you know, times that where something comes out, it's just whatever, and you really didn't think it through, and it just hurts them, and you know it does by their reaction. When you have these cases and circumstances, apologizing can demonstrate compassion and that, wow, you actually do care about how they feel. And it also teaches your children the value of what? Taking responsibility for their actions and repairing any damage caused. If we were quicker to apologize, quicker to acknowledge where we have failed, and it's not a failure, it's a lesson learned. But yes, we all fall short. But if we can say, hey, I really didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry you took it that way. You know, will you forgive me? And if they say no, it doesn't matter. You've already asked for it. You've apologized. It's now you can move on. It's up to them on how they respond. You can't choose how they will react to what you say, but you do have control over how you respond and how you act to your own doings. So apologize. Because there are consequences to every word, thought, and action, good or bad. My friend, words are powerful, so you must watch your words. Don't assume that when you open your mouth, only greatness is going to come out, because it doesn't. You have to practice it. And let me tell you, it's taken many children, and I still don't have it right. Now I'm on my grandbaby, and I'm like, oh, he's absolutely adorable and precious. And that's the last thing you want to mess up is on your grandchild. So do you think I'm trying to be extra good? Of course I am. But am I still going to fall short? Yes, I am. So as much as we want to do it right all the time, we're going to mess up. But if we keep this top of mind and we're really observant of our own words, then we don't have to worry about these oopsies that might happen. We'll know exactly how we're dressing our word salad. I want to leave you with this, Proverbs 15, verse 4. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Don't crush your child's heart. Build them up. My prayer for you, mom. My prayer for you, dad. Be firm with your tongue, yet compassionate for their heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.